You can hear kind of a humming sound right now. That's our actual lighting system. That is just the ballast in the overall system.
Outdated lighting fixtures are just one of many upgrades to the Show Me Center that Director William Gorman says will drastically improve the quality of the building for guests. On February 28th, the Board of Regents approved a proposal to do further research on improvements and upgrades that are needed for the Show Me Center. There was no official decision to carry out any upgrades.
It's an exciting time. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's exciting about the possibilities for the venue here.
Many components of the building have outlived their lifespan. One of the top priorities is replacing the retractable seats, which are about 15 years past their intended shelf life. These seats have been used by millions of people because they are original to the building and are beginning to wear out. Gorman would like to see new seats that are wider, can seat more people, and may contain cup holders. He says a major concern is that the seats were installed before the American Disabilities Act was in place and do not contain handrails, which he hopes will be a part of the new addition. The seating of the prospective plan is estimated to cost $2.4 million. The facility's roof is 22 years old and is beginning to crumble, causing water damage. Gorman says part of the proposal is to replace the roof. The steel system that runs along the ceiling also needs improvement. Performances often hang equipment from this system. The current system holds 70,000 pounds, and many performances that come to the Show Me Center have too much equipment for that system to handle.
When Trans-Siberian Orchestra was here with the Christmas show 3 years in a row, every year they left more and more equipment on their truck. They couldn't even bring in their whole production because we didn't have the capability to hold that much weight.
Other components of the facility that are dated include the light bulb scoreboard and the sound system that was only intended for voice, not music. Gorman says he would like to see the lights replaced with energy-efficient LED lighting and a digital scoreboard with video capabilities. These elements combined are estimated to cost $1.5 million.
The thought process is to get a more updated system that can handle some music, but also gives us the flexibility where if we wanted to drop a set of speakers, we have that capability, that flexibility to do that.
Minor aspects of the plan are bathrooms that are more suitable for handicap needs, an up-to-date elevator, and some work on the damaged north side parking lot. The estimated cost for this portion is $2.15 million. I'm riding in the Show Me Center's one and only elevator that takes about a minute to creak slowly up one floor and back down. The old dim elevator has faded buttons and is so small it's barely large enough for two people. This is one of the components of the building that is just screaming for an upgrade.
They'll make the fan experience, the customer experience, a lot better. With better seats, sound, scoreboard, you're really delivering on some of those different things here.
The project is estimated to cost $7 million total. Architects and other specialists will draw up some plans in the next few weeks. Further development will be proposed at the next Regents Board meeting in June. For KRCU, I'm Bailey McCormick.